to a low arch at top, which promised a more easy path, from whence we now discovered that this light proceeded. With considerable difficulty we scrambled up, and came to another passage, with still more of illumination, and this led to another ascent, like the former. After a succession of these, which our resolution alone permitted us to surmount, we arrived at a wide cavern, with an arched dome-like roof. An aperture in the midst let in the light of heaven, but this was overgrown with brambles and underwood, which acted as a veil, obscuring the day and giving a solemn religious hue to the apartment. It was spacious and nearly circular, with a raised seat of stone about the size of a Grecian couch at one end. The only sign that life had been there was the perfect snow-white skeleton of a goat, which had probably not perceived the opening as it grazed on the hill above, and had fallen headlong. Ages, perhaps, had elapsed since this catastrophe, and the ruin it had made above had been repaired by the growth of vegetation during many hundred summers. The rest of the furniture of the cavern consisted of piles of leaves, fragments of bark, and a white, filmy substance, resembling the inner part of the green hood which shelters the grain of the unripe Indian corn.